Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second part in this very weird set of installments of the SCP Black Files podcast. Not with me today is Fisherman Murray, as he's had to go out and to save and fight the world against the forces of something. But with me is Husky Wolf and Bad Rhino.
Hi, I don't have to save the world right now.
I don't.
Not quite yet. We'll wait a bit. All right. So let's get back to the... Actually, I need everyone to roll me a d20.
Good way to start.
I think I know what you're doing. So I'm just going to say a purposely bad number. Okay. 8.
7.
That's not how this works.
I got 8.
I got a 7.
Alright. Alrighty. One moment as I roll mine. Alright. So, that is a 4.
I'm assuming you want me to recap?
Oh, yes, I do. Please grace us with the greatest of stories.
So, we are currently been sent on a mission to breach this building that has been anonymously taking people. We don't know why or how. And all we know is that we broke the front door. We're going to the basement. I cleared 2 rooms, nothing much. Dusty cleared 1, there wasn't there. He's about to go through another door while me and my buddy over here following me are gonna reconvene.
Alright. Sounds great. So let's get started, I guess.
And I forgot my lockpicks.
Yes, you have forgotten your lockpicks.
And I forgot the night vision periscope.
Yes, yeah, everyone seems to be forgetting things tonight. Except for your partners. They seem to be well-equipped for this mission. Alright, so I'm looking at this floor plan right now. And shall we get started with your movements?
I suppose.
So y'all have gathered up in front of this tiny, this next very long hallway.
Yeah, I would radio over to, Duke and just say... This basement's huge. I just cleared that room and I'm looking at a 30-foot-long hallway going deeper into the basement.
How far away am I from her? I'm like, kind of, as he's saying that, I like walk up next to him.
No, you are currently standing directly to his right.
So as he's saying that, I'm like, I know, right? Just right next to him.
That was fast. Okay. I like put the radio away.
Okay. Let's go.
Alright.
Start marching down the hallway.
Alright, so you march down this hallway. So, currently, you've got the party order is... Yep, I've got the party order in mind. So you come up on another one of those 20-foot by 20-foot rooms.
Okay. This is the third one.
It's 2 doors?
Yes, 2 doors to your right.
Okay. I'm just going to check the one on the left's knob.
Before he touches it, I'm, like, sitting and thinking. You know, this might just be... Okay, let's just go in a direction, because we need to prove whether or not this basement is repeating itself.
Well, I mean, we cleared the ones before. This is where we're at. So far, we only found one hallway, so we'll see where this goes.
Well, and let's compare real quick, because we just cleared 2 different sides of this. Identical
does this
layout,
room look
right?
Does this look literally identical?
It's a similar design. It doesn't look like the same room, though.
Is it getting like creepier and creepier as we go?
Nothing's roaming a cult roll. You have noticed there's a dark one standing directly.
I thought you were kind of serious for a second, and I was like, ooh.
You know, it's...
Nah. I will allow if you want to make an occult roll with a backing of perception. Feel free.
A backing of perception? Okay.
You're trying to see something. You're trying to see if it looks weird.
Okay, let's see.
But yeah. It's nothing too crazy, just we know our job, and I don't want to get stuck in a forever basement. So maybe we just clear 7. In one direction until we find a wall.
15.7.
A 15.7?
Looks like a spooky basement.
Yeah, it looks like a spooky basement. Best way to phrase it.
I'm just gonna try the left one's knob again.
So you haven't tried the left one's knob yet.
That's what I'm saying. I want to try it.
All right. So you try this knob. Door opens.
Okay. I'm gonna just open it up and proceed through.
So you're met by a corridor.
A corridor.
Yeah. It. So you see the end, and it looks to take a turn to the right.
I'm gonna wait for them to open the other door before we. I'm gonna head down there.
Sorry, the door was on the left of the hallway, and then it opens up into a path that goes right?
No, the door is on the right, and it... So, it the doors are both on the right as you enter the room.
Okay.
And there's a hallway at the second one that goes straight forward, then it takes a right. Couldn't see past that because, you know, there's a wall in the way.
Fair. Okay. I mean, I assume this is just extra layout that we haven't seen then.
Mm-hmm. Want to take the other door?
Might as well.
Alright, so you head up to this door. One moment. So you crack this door open. Door opens. Kind of just peering through. This looks to be like a... some kind of library, almost. A study. That's probably the word for it. Study slash office.
Does it look like business?
Probably not, no. Personal study.
I'll start scanning through and see what they were studying.
Forgot what my buddy's name is.
Which buddy? You have a total of two buddies.
The one that was following me for the majority of this so far.
That would be Mr. Jones.
Jones with me.
Alright.
You can look through the study, and I'm just gonna go down the hallway.
So you two start going down the hallway,
that's
the other two of them...
the other room.
Nah, you haven't finished the study.
I went to go clear the other door, so I'm not in the study.
That's the door into the study. Ah, yeah. That is the door into the study. Are you entering?
I was going to take the second room.
That
the other
the
room's
only...
a corridor.
Oh, okay. Then yes, I would come into the study.
So you see Michael enters the room with you and is watching the doorway.
Okay, then I'll start also going through the study stuff and see what it's about.
There's like a set of I'm going to describe this room more in depth. So in the back right corner of the study is a large mahogany desk with a overbearing lamp. As you're looking through the room, you see what looks to be an overhead chandelier in the room, sitting about 7 or 8 feet up above you. Sorry, it's connected to the roof, which is about probably about 3 feet above your head, and it's one of those like 1 foot chandeliers, the little dome ones. And there's a white switch to your right when you enter the room. Otherwise, the other walls are covered in bookshelves, and there's what looks to be a large table in the center of the room.
Has anybody here seen any modern technology?
General knowledge with a backing of perception.
Okay.
Because this is really memory. Have you?
I think I have. let's see, that's...
Or have you?
Wait. 2d10s exploding means 4d12, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, that's a...
Twenty-one point four.
Yes.
All right. You think you saw some upstairs? There's like maybe a TV or something as you're passing by.
Okay. I think at this point I will like radio to Overwatch and just explain sort of what we have seen, anything I haven't mentioned to them, and then put forth the theory that potentially this place doesn't have a lot of modern technology, although I did maybe see a TV upstairs. So if, while you guys are up there, maybe make sure that this place isn't, like, stuck in the 60s or something.
Relaying message. So at this point, I'm going to hop over to Rhino. So you started going down this hallway. It probably goes out 20 foot. No, sorry, 15 foot, then you hit the turn.
Okay. How far does it go after the turn?
So we're going about 30 foot to the right.
Ooh. I keep huffing it. Doing a brisk jog on my way down.
All right, so you're starting to jog along. You see Jones kind of go, "Why are you running?" Sorry, that cough was not intentional. "Why are you running?" As he's making pace, even though he's carrying like 15 or 16 more pounds of gear than you. In the way of breaching charges, flash grenades, smoke grenades, frags.
This is a breach. This is a raid, not a casual stroll.
You don't jog. You shouldn't have to jog. So you finally.
Be in mind, I'm not jogging that fast, but.
Oh, I thought you were jogging at like a standard jogging pace.
No, I was just trying to speed up the 30 foot, like, hallway.
But yeah, as you're passing along, you just hear the sound of thump 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 thump. As he's running along. Yeah.
Something's following me. Oh, it's him.
As it's there's just, something hear, behind me! And it's just him thumping around
it. And since all the metal on his uniform is shifting back and forth.
And what's around that corner now?
So you're around this next corner and the hallway seems to keep going on. This time it looks to go on for about 40 feet. After a right turn.
I'm just gonna do a. Do I know if they mentioned anything about? Because they had some sort of a paper of the layout of the building. Do they have anything about these hallways that they mentioned?
One moment. These hallways. You're asked. Yeah, no, these have not come up on the schematics. Checking to see if I can find a more modern version of the schematics. The ones we have were from 3 years ago. That's the most recent we have been able to find.
I mean, the house looks pretty old, and these are some pretty big projects to just excavate in 3 years on your own.
As I'm going, I'm just gonna be like, this is an insane amount of hallway for people not to have noticed being built in this neighborhood. The amount of digging that would need to happen. This is outrageous.
Yeah,
I feel like a cave explorer right now.
The amount of dirt that got moved for this project.
And no one noticed. I feel like I should be carrying an oil lamp right now. Like a burning torch.
You could turn your flashlight on if you'd like.
I do have night vision, and that would blind me.
I was curious if you were to do that at some point in combat.
That was...
Alright, I'm gonna strobe my foe. Ah! As you are subsequently blinding yourself. Alright, that's enough being sarcastic for me, though. I'm gonna hop back to those in the study. Did I ask you to make a roll?
No, not yet. I radioed to command.
Alright, probably make some kind of roll at this point. They've probably been walking for a couple minutes the other way. So do you want to make some kind of like... I don't know. There's kind of two routes in my mind here. You can either do it by luck and just draw some books... Or you can actively hunt for something.
I'm going to be hunting. I'm going to be looking for, like, names of chapters and names of the books and things like that. Like, the big pieces of information and going as fast as I can.
I need a call out of something specific, though. Is there a book you're looking for?
I'm really just trying to figure out what they were studying. So, literally, whatever book is closest to me, check the title, check the, like, table of contents. If it doesn't have one, try to flip through for a couple chapter names, put it down, find another one, and do the same thing.
All right, so you're starting your investigation into these shelves. So you come up to the first book here. Pull up this... It looks to be probably about 4 inches bound in leather. So you saddle up, set this... Are you setting this on, like, the table, or spreading a few of these out, or just one at a time?
One at a time, and...
Yeah. So you start pulling the book open. This is not labeled. First page, nothing. It's just a blank, open sheet of paper, no title. You turn to the second page, you see what looks to be tight scrawl. Just... Not top to bottom, but through a lot of the page.
Is it handwritten? You see the...
Yes, this is all handwritten in what looks to be ink. It's a red ink.
I assume I would know how to tell the difference between red ink and blood.
Yeah, it's just red ink.
Okay.
Stylistic is the word.
I'm going to be looking for any keywords as well, like demons, ghosts, spirits, supernatural.
So roll me some kind of spot and check. Let's say just a... Well, actually, just a general perception here.
Okay. I rolled that in anticipation, so that was a 16.
Alright. So let's say... So you start kind of digging through this resource. What do you find? So you start to find some odd drawings. So that's the first thing that piques your interest in this book. It's depictions of... It looks to be bugs. Lots of different worms, flies, mosquitoes. One moment. I don't like that. There we go. But as you start to pad through, you probably touch a drawing along the way. And at this moment, roll me a reaction roll.
Through all my tabs. Ooh. 3.3?
Alright, so as you kind of are breezing through pages, your finger strokes over one of these drawings. Looks to be of a probably 3-inch long kind of bug with wings. And as your finger touches it, it lights up and a swarm of these things fly out of the book. Starting to attack at your gas mask.
Evac the basement! Nope. Retreat!
Nope. Before you do that, I need you to make me a escape roll based on dexterity to avoid getting these things in your face.
Quick question. Are the radios on, or are they like a check-in?
So, due to his low reaction, he hasn't said anything yet.
I mean, I'd scream.
So is this going to be resist distress then?
No, this is what I said. This is a escape roll.
Is escape?
See if you
thing?
Get away. Yes. Escape / break free.
Well, oh, that
reverse
one.
Reverse that order. Yes.
What is that under? Just for.
It is under skills. So
okay.
It would be resist distress more if you were trying to not panic. And as you probably don't have arachnophobia or anything like, no kind of fear of bugs.
I would try and just probably push through it.
That's kind of my assumption.
Okay. Then in that case, 5.6, and then that's 13.6.
13.6? All right. So now whatever these are going to counter roll to you with their own dexterity roll. Perfect. I need one of those. 13.6, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to be rolling... you're going to be taking 2d4 damage. Divide by 2. So as these mosquitoes start to... Well, not mosquitoes. These bugs have started to attack at any open flesh, maybe around your collarbone and around your head. You are enveloped for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
As you feel little chunks of flesh being pulled out of your face.
Yeah, so now, my first reaction is to grab for the radio, which is why I'm going to sit there and go through it. And it is just immediately evac the basement. And then I'm going to go for the exit.
Faison, all right. So as you're starting to ditch out of this room, the bugs seem to start following you.
Well, shocker.
But before that, I am going to say, you hear a call from command. All right. All right. So as you're trying to run, what's your speed?
2.
Roll me a reaction to see if you get the jump on the escape here.
Okay.
All right, while you do that, though, your command's starting to radio in as you... We see the bugs. We're trying to figure it out. Give us a second.
Are they up there? 15.4. Are they upstairs?
No, he has a camera on you.
Oh, right, right. Okay. I think I'd still be panicking, like, they're upstairs?
All right.
Get me out of here!
As you're trying to escape and you're starting to run away from these things, you manage to get a bit of speed on them. And I think as you hear command starting to plan, it is the perfect time to call first break in this episode.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. We'll be right back after the break.
All right, back from break. Let's get started on the second half of this very spooky special, the SCP Black Files podcast. All right, so flies, or whatever the heck these things are.
Ooh.
Let's talk about that. How much room do you think... I know exactly how much room you have to run. As you've currently just left room, you're running as far away as you can, right?
Yes. On my way to the door out of the room, I would have told Michael to try and shut it on his way out, but...
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about what Command's yelling at you. So you hear, as you're probably rounding the corner, heading back out of that main chute, and running towards the exit, Alright, you should be carrying a flashlight. See if they're photosensitive.
I turn around and shine a flashlight at them. No, I shine it behind me. I just keep running.
So as you're trying to pull your flashlight out, I want a dexterity check to be made.
Also, since you already declared that's what he was going to do. Quick question. Is Michael behind him as well? And also, I wonder...
He's not checking for that.
That's why I said he already said that. I'm just curious.
I told Michael to shut the door. If he didn't shut the door and get out of there, that's his fault.
Are you going to be flashing the door?
I think I'm gonna, if I can grab the flashlight, I'm just gonna shine it over my shoulder as I'm running, and then turn around to give myself a little bit more room, and then...
I do need that dexterity check.
It was a 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. So as you're trying to pull this flashlight out of probably a pocket somewhere, you drop it as you're continuing to run.
Michael, grab my flashlight!
We see that. Michael is not running behind you. He is currently shutting the door and trying to rendezvous with the other. He's holding that room, it looks like.
Okay, I will pick my flashlight up then.
So you're stopping to pick up your flashlight.
Yes.
Perfect. Alrighty, one moment, please.
You love to hear that. Oh, so you're stopping, right? Yeah. Okay. Shake.
All right, dexterity roll, please.
Oh, did the bugs get in my clothes?
No, but they were chasing him. You only had a minor speed advantage on them.
How did Michael survive? What? I'm so confused.
They're chasing you. A small swarm of bugs.
15.
You feel those fangs set back into you. You take 2 points of damage.
Imagine dying to mosquitoes.
They're really big mosquitoes, okay?
Are they mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes with fangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you feel even more chunks of your neck flesh being ripped out.
God, Michael, flashlight! And I'm, like, grabbing mine, turning it on, and waving it around as I'm running back down the hallway.
So you're trying to wave that flashlight around you. And you see, as the light passes over... Let's see what happens. This is... Alright.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
They're gonna eat me alive.
Oh heck.
Light
yes.
Makes them stronger.
So you see, the bugs just seem... They seem to be swarming away from the light, but they seem to be dodging it at every possible chance.
Michael, flashlight now. Flood the hallway with lights.
So you hear, trying, as you, but it seems to be taking him a moment. So
does Duke just hear us over the radio? Like Michael, flashlight now, evac basement. Just panic.
I feel like I need to finish this, then we'll continue. But I feel like before that, I'm gonna set a bit of a timer up. All right, that timer's active, but. Let's talk about injuries. In this time that you're spending talking, they're going to take another bite at you. Ah. Ah. I'm going to give you a choice here. You can try to dodge while you're on the ground scrambling for your flashlight, or you can try to escape. Escaping means you're going back into movement. Dodge means you're trying to literally just roll away from him as you're shining the light at him. Or you could use your static reaction defense. It's your choice.
Do I have the flashlight in my hand regardless?
Yes.
I'm gonna run.
Go ahead.
So is this a dexterity check or something?
It's always a dexterity check.
Of course.
See how this goes.
9.
1 sec. Nope, that isn't one of those, so I don't double damage. But
fatality.
So divide by 2, rounding up. That is 3 points of damage.
Okay.
So you feel their fangs set in, and a large chunk is ripped from your neck.
I'm gonna start shining my flashlight over my shoulder, wherever I feel pain.
So they seem to be on you while you're running, though. So be aware of that.
Yes, I'm definitely focusing on escaping, but for now, like, as a side thing, just if it's on my arm, I take the flashlight and shine it at my arm. Just clear them off.
Alright, so I'm feeling for that. This is kind of a weird one, but give me a handgun.
That's it sounds like a pretty good move.
Hmm.
I mean, they're focused on eating you. You can get them. I like that.
Well, I'm not sure what else to mark this as because there's not really a target skill.
12.4.
Actually, I want you to reroll. Is your perception the same as your dexterity?
No.
Roll me a perception roll with a backing of tracking, actually.
Cool. I will do that. If I can type this right.
Good question.
Why'd you do that game?
That worse?
Let me see what it is, but I think it's like the exact same. 9. Okay, 13.3. My modifier pulls me through.
Alright, so you keep kind of flashing the light all over you, trying to, as you keep scrambling. So have your move speed for this next little bit here, as you're doing this.
Okay.
So I'm counting the steps. Alright, so that's going to be what? Alright, yep.
Alright, if I realize I'm not making as much progress, then I will stop sort of flashing them off and just dead sprint for the door. Like, for the all upstairs. Right.
So you're about, to your knowledge, about 50 feet away from where you need to be.
Someone upstairs come to the basement with a flashlight, left, and then I'll, like, give them directions to get to the staircase.
All right. So you're making it back into that bigger room you were in earlier. But as that happens, my mystery counter continues. Progresses down. They're going to take another swing at you because you haven't quite escaped them yet. These little bugs. All right, roll for me.
Is that dexterity?
I feel like I'm going to spend some devastation points here.
Ooh. 7.
Kind of like that. I like that idea. Get a reroll.
Oh no.
Alright, continuing. Gotta upgrade some dice. Perfect. So that's the time where devastation came in handy. So, you're 7. Does that beat a 30?
No, it does not.
Or more specifically, a critical success?
Well, yeah.
Sorry, that would have been a 32. 32 would be a critical success, actually. So, let's talk about that. So, critical successes! Everyone knows what those do.
They hurt.
How much HP are you on?
8.
Ooh.
I'm a tiny boy.
Let me collect more dice. I need to divide this real quick and do some quick math. So that is going to be 13 divided by 2. That's 7 points of damage. Round it up.
Based on how often I've been hit so far, am I going to make it to the door before I get hit again?
Really depends on if you can dodge or escape.
Can I take a mutilation there?
So take a mutilation to remove the damage?
Yes.
I'll allow it. Feel free to drop that damage off your counter.
Okay.
Don't even care if that's in the main rules. I like this idea a lot. So that I do need to specify as I gather the cards for this mutilation deck. What mutilation deck you're being afflicted by?
Yeah.
This is the Impale mutilation deck. So, do you know what that means for you?
I'm thinking of some pretty terrible things, but...
So, one moment as I have to hunt through all my cards. There's my Impale deck. So, I'm going to shuffle these and draw this myself. Normally, I'd give this to a player, but as we're all over in different parts of the country, it's a bit hard. I feel like the silence is... Oh. All right. I'm gonna take the action roll for this.
Why? I'm alive.
So I just... No, you aren't. I have just drawn the broken bone card. And I rolled a 6. I think this is the first death we've had.
I didn't want to die that fast.
This is expected.
He had so much hope.
I'm going to describe the final moments.
He was such a nice man.
Yeah. In memorandum of Nicholas.
I like how we're making fun of him for being scared of the basement and then he died.
These were not supposed to be this lethal. I'm immediately happy they were, though. It is so much better this way. Let's talk about this, though. This is the tale of Nicken as he dies. So we see Nicken. He's attempting to scramble up to perform a dodge and escape. Sadly, his foe took one more attack. They took one more bite at him. As a swarm of what originally seemed like 11 of these red bugs that has progressively multiplied into more than 40 descend over his body, ripping, tearing, pulling, separating like a swarm of piranhas. They envelop his body, and all that's left afterwards is bone and suit.
I haven't even known him long enough to memorize his name.
This is the death of Nikon. Alright, continuing.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's talk about what's heard over the microphone to those in the party. Hey, Husky, can I ask you to do something for me?
Hmm.
I'm gonna need you to scream. Or what would he sound like as he's getting ripped apart? What would this sound like?
I think
as the most joyous character in this game gets ripped apart.
He's prepared himself for this moment, I think. Like, he's gone through scenarios before where he thinks he could die horrifically. And so he's trained himself for this moment. And he's really big into music. So he told himself that if he was ever in a situation where he can't do anything and he's just being, you know, eaten alive, dissolved by acid, drowning, he'll just start belting out the lyrics of his favorite song.
I'm gonna ask if you're gonna do that, please make a resist distress roll before that.
Okay.
The last roll of this character.
That would be accurate.
Man.
Singing Flying Kittens or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The mutilation card that spelt his doom.
Oh, that's right. I'm amazing at this. 2, 5.6. I forgot my modifier. Okay. Yeah, 11.6. It was a bad roll, but...
How much damage? It's an instant kill.
He's saying through the damage.
I'm thinking... How much damage... How much health were you on?
I was at 8.
So I'm gonna roll...
Which is half health for me, so you know.
So I'm gonna roll the die real quick.
Okay.
What did you roll?
For, resist... Or wait. Oh, for the dexterity? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
9.
So what we're gonna say...
No, is... even worse than that. 7.
No, not for the dexterity, sorry. I meant for the, resist distress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was, 11.6.
So I'm gonna add together... I'm gonna let you do it straight off of your HP. So, for every point of HP, that's a point of difficulty. So, you pass your check.
I'm alive?
No, you are not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You lost your mutilation card. You lost 2 a mutilation card.
Yeah. So he starts belting off this pop rock guitar solo heavy song. And like the last thing you hear him say is he's like literally doing to the guitar solo. Just like singing it out. And he would still be flinging around the flashlight, but not as much as before. Yeah.
So it looks like Cisco.
We should say, as he did fall to the ground, it wasn't just the bugs killing him; it was a broken ankle. And I feel like that's a fitting end. In pain, but in joy. In memoriam. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right, continuing on with the other half of the party. I wonder what happens to our other friend.
I hope nothing.
All right, let's talk about this. So, as you're rounding this next corner, you start hearing what sounds like very loud singing. Paired maybe with a few screams.
And the occasional doo-doo.
And after 10 seconds, audio cuts. The year.
This is Operation Command. This is Overwatch. Exit the building.
How close am I to the end? Or the hallway?
You're at another turn.
How far does it go?
Let's go on another 50 to 60 feet.
I radio back, so I can do that. And I just...
So you start to turn back.
I turn around and I got like 200 feet of running to go.
I'd keep that flashlight ready.
I don't know anything about the flashlight.
Alright, we're watching Jones currently. Be aware, we've lost sight on those bugs.
Jones? They're watching Jones?
Yes.
I thought his camera was...
Sorry, not Jones, Michael.
Michael, okay. Look at that, I remember.
No, Jones, right, Jones's camera is not working. We're listening...
Keeping an ear out. Jones, we need you to describe the situation as it occurred.
No. It was Michael who was in the room. So his camera is working.
Yes. I thought you were...
Right.
My partner had a working camera.
Jones is with me.
Right.
Without a camera.
Right. I'm thinking correctly again. So, Michael.
Michael, we're watching your camera. Keep an eye out for any flies. Keep a light going down that hallway.
So, you just hear a 10-4. Getting the light on.
Hear that, Jones? Lights up. Let's go.
So you're starting to come back up. So you're walking down this way. Can I get a survival roll? Sorry, a navigate roll.
Navigate? Uh-oh.
Intelligence. Is that a low roll?
Yes. That's a 2.2.
Ooh. All right. So you're starting to walk back. So you take a left around the corner, and you're hit by what feels like a wave of vertigo. You have to steady yourself on the wall. And you start looking around. Something's missing.
Do I know what's missing? Or am I just...
Yes.
Kind of walking?
You're looking. Your partner's disappeared.
Jones? I'm looking around.
So you turn behind you. There's a wall there.
Can I roll for, like, tracking or anything?
What are you trying to track?
I'm just trying to look to see if I can see where he went. Because if this place has been abandoned, I'm assuming it's maybe pretty dusty. And I'm seeing if there's, like, any movement that I see. Like prints. Anything at all.
Alright, I can see a tracking roll there. Feel free.
I'm just trying to convince you to do a perception tracking roll. Let's see.
Well, it is.
Survival and tracking is intelligence.
No, survival tracking is perception.
Well, on my sheet it says intelligence, so I'm assuming this one's just not updated. So.
Yeah, back it with perception.
Okay. Big roll. Oh, that's a big roll. One second. Big roll.
Ooh.
So if you crit on a 12, that's 2d20 or 1d20?
1d20.
2d20.
2d20?
2d20. Yes.
Jesus Christ. 16. Cool. Now, but I got a 16. 28 plus 31.9.
Alright, 31.9. So, I think... As we have you looking around for your partner, your memory starts to go a bit foggy from the future when you're thinking about this memory. Gonna blink your eyes. Get up out of your bed. And it feels like you just came out of a bad dream.
Get out of my bed at
the base. Start looking around.
Do I still have my radio on me?
Nope.
No.
No radio.
Do I have any form of communication, or am I just like in my clothes, like I just got out of bed?
You're in your clothes. All that you do have is you're looking around and you feel something in your right pocket.
What is it?
So you reach into your right pocket and you pull out a small paper card.
What's it say?
On the card it says, "Hello, agent. For security purposes, you have been anesthetized. Following a failed mission, you've been brought back to base through assistance of field technicians. They have managed to evacuate you from the building you were lost in."
So, is everything
anesthetized
that I class is everything that was talked about what I remember? Like me looking for him?
What was talked about?
Like me being like where is he? And me looking for Prince and me looking for him. Do I remember that bit? Where I started looking for him and then forget everything after that?
You aren't quite sure.
What I'm trying to get at is, do I remember being like, "Oh, there's this prince," and I was going to follow them, and all of a sudden I woke up?
You were following something. You don't quite remember what.
Okay.
As a foggy memory drifts away.
Yeah, I was like, because I was thinking, I'm like, wait, I got lost? I swear I was following a trail. Huh.
But I should say, you finish off reading the card where it says, "Contact site security to be informed of current situations."
I kind of like...
And further deployment.
I kind of do like the half-hearted punch a wall. I'm like, God. Lost too many men. Two.
Or did you?
Any men's
did two. You lose anyone? Did you lose anyone?
I mean, I heard blood-curdling screams, and then another person disappeared, so I'm assuming.
Did you hear screams? Did anything happen?
I'm assuming that it happened with the card, but can't be for certain.
Who knows?
I just get up and I guess try to get to where they want me to go. Check in.
So at this point, I think we'll talk about you heading to a meeting room. So you're directed towards one of... After you wake up, you're directed towards one of the meeting rooms. A briefing room.
Okay.
At one side of the table, you see a man sitting there. He's wearing a black suit and tie. Black suit, black tie, white undershirt. Pair of black sunglasses and probably a fedora. Let's just say that.
What happened?
Hello, Riker. I'm going to be your new handler.
Handler?
You're being transferred.
What happened down there?
Where? You can call me the commander. You're joining MTF Whiskey 42. Drunk luck. Your first deployment is going to be having you sent out to a small town. You're going to be doing investigative work. You're being attached to a military liaison. They're not aware of Foundation presence. Avoid unnecessary contact.
Yes, sir. I just, like, have my hand over my head, like, was that just a dream?
You'll be equipped, and a dossier will be provided of those you'll be working with. Be ready to begin.
as soon as possible. Car, we'll pick you up in a few hours to bring you on site.
Okay.
Pack all your belongings. You'll not be coming back here.
Okay. And I do just a quick check.
Feel free.
And it's not like something I really like need a roll for, but I remember last thing, if they're saying that was a dream, that would mean
was what a dream?
The going to the mission, or not saying it was a dream, but implying.
Yeah, was it a dream? Is the question?
Yes, that's my, that
and that's a question I can't. That isn't a question I can answer for you right now.
I know. What I was saying is, since they're implying that didn't happen, and I'm like, was that just a dream? And the last thing, so if that was the dream, then I just got up. And I'm like, what I want to check is, how many cigarettes that I do I have in my pack?
You reach in your pocket. Probably grabbed them after you stood up. And as you're exiting the room, that pack only has 9 cigarettes. Put it in your pocket, and you walk away.
Those fuckers. And I just walk into the distance, I guess.
Well, everyone, I think we've had a real nice one-shot tonight.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this kind of odd production from the SCP Black Files podcast. Roll the outro. Thank you for listening to this Crooked Atmosphere production. New episodes every week on Friday. We've been playing the SCP tabletop role-playing game by 26 Letter Publishing. We operate under ACC BY SA 4.0 license. Links to the songs and sounds you've heard in this episode can be found in the description below this episode. And please remember to drop us a follow and share this podcast so that we can continue to produce episodes just like this. And on that note, I've been the administrator, and this is the end. This episode of the SCP Black Files.